Number 81. The Science of Age. The genial and genteel scientist giggled and wondered if he had made a genuine discovery. Had he discovered the elusive secret of long life? He loosened the girdle which he wore around the substantial girth of his waist. He had been concerned with geriatrics all his life, which was useful because he lived in a gerontocracy. Just think of all those powerful old people who didn't want to die. He felt giddy with the thought of having made the ultimate discovery in his genre. He sat down gingerly and thought of all the old people genuflecting in front of him. His ginger genetic work was still germinal, but the genesis had been passed. He had studied genetics most of his life. Previously, he had been a gentle geometrician. In studying genetics, he had been trying to discover exactly what information genomes contained. His geniality and gentility had won him favor. He was particularly interested in gerontology and how it related to genetics. He had studied germs as they germinated and gestated. He had examined all germane questions, both generic and specific, relating to the human genus. He had even looked at people's bones from glacial times. The nobility and the gentry had shown great interest in his work, and their generosity had funded it. His competitors gibbed him and suggested that his research and experiments were only gimmicks. Now he could prove that their words were gibberish. They would gesticulate wildly when they heard the, for them, ghastly news that he had been right all along. However, their gesticulations and words would become meaningless when people listened to even the gist of his work. They would gush words and excuses like geysers gush water. Those who had backed him would gesture to him in the street, and he would show his appreciation. He would be rich enough to gild everything he owned. Perhaps, after several years, a politician could gerrymander a constituency for him, and he could enter politics, joining the gerontocracy. But now, only he knew how germicide the relationship between genetics and aging was. He had discovered it, and he could prove it. Furthermore, he could utilize it for his own success. Then, a girder collapsed, and the roof fell on him, killing him instantly. Perhaps man is simply not supposed to find out certain things.